I'm excited for the jam of the MegaCast today.
Oh, yeah. I think you're going to like this one, too. Oh, wait. I guess I should turn this on. All right.
I got excited for dinner.
Oh.
Yes.
Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome B-Tech Smith, Steve Mex, and Luke Wilson. You are now entering the MegaCast.
He's back!
I'm back.
He's already got his name back in the title.
Oh,
it's unbelievable.
Forgive and forget.
God.
Forgive and forget.
One of our tweeters said, we're welcoming him back, and she's like, don't wear any condoms. And I was like, what did that mean? And I forgot. We had a conversation last time. We're like, it's like an ex-girlfriend. Welcome him back, but you got to wear protection those first few times.
Yeah. I mean, it's not 2 a.m., but, you know, she's back. She's feeling a little lonely. Are we finally going to have that conversation we've needed to have in our relationship? I knew it. He hasn't changed.
No. Luke Wilson.
Too much drama.
Welcome
much
back, man.
It's good to be back.
I know. It feels like forever.
It's my fault. I owe you guys an apology.
Yes, you do.
But I think...
What's been the issue, man? What, you got like another job?
You know, I was out of town for a while. I was out of town. Yep. I was in Oklahoma City.
Mm-hmm.
By the way, don't
That'll go over well here in Seattle.
There. Yeah. Oh, don't worry. I went
to a pile?
No. It's terrible.
Yeah, because that's where you went training.
Yeah, I was trained down at OKC. I went to a Thunder game and didn't cheer for the Thunder. So all the Supersonic fans out there.
Were you rocking your Supersonics hat?
I wasn't because I didn't bring it down. Huge dagger.
Why Oklahoma City for training? Is like a specific guy?
Yeah, my college strength coach is from there, and he opened up a new facility. So, nice. You know, it kind of keeps me out of trouble. But it was cool because I don't really like telling people like what I'm doing or where I'm doing it. So one night I went out and I was like, well, what are you doing in Oklahoma City? I just responded with staying sober. I didn't know anyone there.
OKC is Luke Wilson's rehab.
So I went to, it's pretty much it. I went to one little event and I had to get some clothes. All I brought down was like sweatpants, t-shirts, shorts. And this girl's like, small world. I mean, Oklahoma City's not big. I'm crushing Oklahoma City right now, but it is what it is.
This podcast brought to you by the Tourism Board of Oklahoma City.
But she's like, oh, like, what are you doing here? I'm like, oh, just, you know, being sober. And she's like, this is the lady.
Right.
And she's like, oh, I'm like, I've got some event tonight. Like, a friend invited me. And she's like, oh, who's your friend? I'm like, his name's Travis. And she's like, oh, I know a dude named Travis, he played football at Rice. I'm like, it's the same guy, like, which is not surprising. Travis is a great dude, outgoing guy. I'm like, oh, like, small world. So she's like, oh, so you're just like being sober? Like, where are you going after this? And at the time, I was going from OKC to Toronto, Toronto to LA, LA to Detroit, and then Detroit to Seattle.
Jeez, dude.
And that was like my next like 8 days. So I'm like,
and I bitch about commuting from Puyallup to Seattle every day.
I just like how you hit her like. Like you're some raging somebody with a problem. What are you doing in Oklahoma?
In the off season,
just trying to stay sober, bro.
I am. I'm telling you.
We need a coin. The OKC rehab.
This is pretty much what happened. Okay, I'm not making excuses for why I have been away from the MegaCast. But to end that story, she texted Travis and was like, "Hey, I just met your friend. Is he like a recovering alcoholic?" he's like, "Dude," he texted me. He's like, "What did you tell her?" I'm like, I didn't say anything. But I was kind of hyped that she thought that. But I went
home. You should have went with it and said that he's your sponsor.
For real. Like, no fun.
Yeah.
So what didn't work, though.
You should have invited her to the game and, like, had a beer and then been like, oh, my God, I can't believe this. Like, console me.
Yeah. That's great, but also terrible.
That is.
But Steve, I did.
That was a bad, evil thing I just said there. Don't do that.
Don't do that.
Don't do that. All right.
I did end up getting a new
Ted's
line,
full of bad ideas. Oh, yeah.
A new line. So I think you know this, Steve, but usually when people ask me what I do, I say I'm an Alaskan dog musher.
Yes.
And I race the Iditarod.
Uh-huh.
And that works up here, but Oklahoma City, no one was buying it. So
right.
No one was buying it.
You're in too good a shape to do that.
I'm like, so I ended up telling people I create Sudoku puzzles. And this is what I went with. I'm like, oh, what do you do? I'm like, dude, this is a little weird, but I actually create Sudokus. And like, what? I'm like, there's no real computer system that can just randomly place together numbers. So,
uh-huh.
you know, I'm one of those mathematically gifted people who can just like, you know, leave the blanks. You got to go, is it, you know, beginner, medium, easy, hard, expert? It's actually pretty complex.
You're familiar enough with Sudoku to be able to like talk like knowledgeable about it. Because if I said that, people are like, I don't even know what Sudoku or
yeah.
I don't know how to pronounce it.
I could be pronouncing it wrong.
No, I think you are. I'm having a very difficult time with it.
Yeah. I actually like playing Sudoku.
I've never done it. Oh. Have you?
No.
Are you guys like numbers?
No, I'm not very good with numbers. Oh, except for 69, right, boys? Sorry. That was bad. Sorry,
it's
ladies.
All right. It's because I'm here. I'm bringing the bad vibes.
I got to
clear the negativity. It's for all the negativity that I brought to you guys lately.
Well, let's get things going by getting the blood rushing, the brain, the heart racing in the brain, Ted.
Functioning.
It's time for us to get 10 push-ups. Luke, you're
I'm going to sit on this chair.
Oh, no shocker.
I'm sorry, guys.
Comes back. Doesn't he want to do the push-up? And we got a good song this week.
Is it just 10?
Yeah.
It's okay, just 10. I'm in.
You're doing it?
I'm in. Here we go.
Wow. You know what? He's come back to us and he cares more.
Hey, I'm a new man.
You know what?
Crushing nature these days. Crushing nature.
I'm going to Crater Lake.
My life has changed.
This is awesome.
Yeah.
And you're going to do push ups with us.
Yeah.
You know what?
Keep the headphones on when you do the push ups?
I do.
Well, it depends on the song.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
This time around, Ted, I think you're going to want to keep the headphones on.
All right.
You know this.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, a little Justin Timberlake.
I haven't listened to this one yet. This is a new one.
This is a new song. Yeah. Can't Stop the Feeling.
Yeah.
It's going to be the summer hit, man.
I get this in a lot of Snapchat videos from random females.
All right, well, let's get 10, Mega Family.
Right.
Here we go.
We'll leave them on.
Yeah. Here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. You know what I love? Is that for all we know, Luke is just sitting down.
I did him. I swear. But I did see Ted. I like your boots, man.
Oh.
I was checking your shoes.
Dude, actually, they're Uggs.
I know. That's what I just saw.
Oh, that's right. You got Uggs. I got Uggs.
Yeah, Steve had them first. And then I went to Nordstrom and was like, I need some cool boots that are comfortable.
Yeah, got to do it.
Yeah.
It's so, I don't get dudes that want to just clown on Uggs.
Well, it's not like we're running around like Pam Anderson in the old school Uggs in a bathing suit.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's not the same ones. It's actually, like, they look like shoes.
No, those are... Yeah. Dude, anybody who's dogging on brands, like, if you were wearing, which I have, but if you were wearing, like, the little furry Uggs, I'd be like, okay, it's weird.
It's a little much.
Those are dope.
Uriah Faber rocks them, but he's a champion fighter.
Yeah. And that's still possibly over the line.
Yeah, who's going to tell him that he looks stupid in them?
Not me.
No.
Uriah's a great dude.
I don't know, but...
Got great boots. I love the guy.
Not two radio guys and a Sudoku maker.
Yeah. It's very complex, you know.
All right, let's do our TED Talks.
TED Talks, starring B-Tech Smith.
Just got back from a great weekend. Maybe an overused word, but for me, a powerful, powerful weekend. So one of the things that hit me in that weekend and then... Monday, I took a new class at something, and I've heard it a few times, is that instead of worrying about taking out and limiting bad stuff in your life, just try to fill those spaces with good things. You know, so instead of worrying about, hey, man, I shouldn't be eating carbs or this or that, just have an extra avocado with your chicken and just fill it with good stuff instead of just, you know, trying to take away. Add in.
Try telling that to my parents, man. Who were feeding me nonstop carbs all week.
That's all right. You went and visited the peeps.
Oh, man. I don't think I had a single vegetable the entire time there. It was awesome.
I got a question about this. So I'm actually, it's funny you say that, because I'm doing this like minimal carb thing.
Okay.
All right.
You know how like 10 years ago, there was like all of these like diet fads that now have come out and like not only didn't work, but they were like wrong. Like 10 years from now, are people going to be like, remember those idiots a decade ago that tried the no carb diet? Or do you think this is actually legit?
I think low carbs work just because...
Low starch? Is that what we're talking about? Are we talking...
Right. Because, you know, like when you know, if you're doing paleo, you're not getting that in there. If you follow like Tim Ferriss, you're not getting it in there. I think I think the Atkins stuff, that kind of got a bad name, as I think a lot of people were just eating lunch meat and bacon.
And beef sticks. I knew a dude that he ate beef sticks all day, every day.
Right.
Because of the Atkins diet. And I'm like, this is not working, man. You're still 300 pounds.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, I mean...
And your farts are nasty.
Yeah, but I definitely think there's something to that, man. Everybody I know that's super fit and pretty successful and can keep it off,
yeah,
generally. Now, if you just try to cut out carbs completely and never eat them, I think you're going to bounce back and gain more weight.
I've been doing like a little semi-paleo thing.
All right.
And did you know that alcohol-wise, you're supposed to drink tequila, gin, or wine?
Oh.
No vodka?
Well, most vodka is potato vodka. You can
Softail is made from apples.
Yeah. So then So there's a few vodkas that you can do, and it's like the ones, I think someone told me one's made from cherries. I don't know if that sounds
Have you ever had the Softail Spirits one?
I have not.
It's a local one.
I'm a Tito's vodka guy.
So am I.
I love Tito's.
It's the best.
It's on par with Tito's.
Really?
And it's not even that expensive. It's called Softail, and it's made in Washington with apples as opposed to potatoes. You don't notice it. It's not like it's an apple-flavored vodka. It's just a vodka, and it goes down smooth.
Like Softail.
Yeah, you can just drink it on the rocks.
Paleo. Paleo alert.
Well, that's like, you know, the four-hour body. He talks about having a couple glasses of red wine every night.
Yeah.
And then on whatever your cheat day is, like, drink all the beer you want.
Do you guys find, are you wine drinkers?
No.
I should be more, because I want to drink more red wine so I can drink more often during the week.
Yeah.
I'm not a wine drinker at all.
Have you ever gotten intoxicated off of red wine?
Yes.
Yes.
The hangover sucks.
Okay, that's what I was going to ask. The hangover on red wine is like, I pride myself on being like a great hangover person. What I mean by that is like, I'll be the guy when everyone's hungover that just gets the vibes right, like pushes through the hangover.
Yeah,
red wine, can't do it.
Like, plus, I don't like the... I don't know about you, but like by the end of the night, I'm a miserable drunk. Not like a mean drunk. I'm just like, I just feel like lethargic and sad.
Really?
From wine. Yeah. It just doesn't, I don't know what it is. Like I can have a couple glasses, I'm fine, but that's why I guess I'm not a big wine drinker.
I think the worst hangover I've had recently was, same thing. I was doing like a very low carb thing. So I was drinking vodka sodas.
The sugar
and
then gets
shots.
You.
Well, I mean.
Well, if you're doing the low carb.
Like soda water.
Okay.
But vodka sodas, and then I started doing shots of tequila.
Hmm.
Well, I mean, I think, I don't care if you're doing low carbs or not.
Yeah.
You're in trouble doing that.
Yeah, I know. Well, at that point, once I decided to drink that much, I should have just had a beer and chilled out. But I was like, dude, I can't have beer. Hey, give me another vodka soda, another shot of tequila.
Yeah.
Do you guys find yourself when you do shots of like tequila or something like that, and you're like, you do a couple shots of Fireball, and then you switch. You're like, I'll switch to tequila and be good. Like, as if that's, like, the healthier option.
Honestly, I've taken a copious amount of shots in my life.
Yeah.
And I can count the amount of times I've shot tequila on one hand.
Really?
But I'm going to be peer pressured this weekend into taking that.
Tonight we do shots of tequila.
I mean, I'm hoping we eat Mexican later, so, I mean, tequila will be around.
Yeah. I might need to, there's some weekend events are going down Vegas, excuse me.
Mm.
And the rumor is tequila is going to be flowing. I'm a little nervous.
Oh, tequila. Remember that time when we got all drunk on tequila?
Which one, Steve?
Okay, the one
there
where...
was a period where Aja Toro Tequila sponsored the men's room, right? Like the show I work on. We had tequila constantly. That one party
the
was
the one
also,
party. Where Ted, myself, and Thrill from the men's room, we got wasted. It was an Aja Toro like unveiling tequila night. Free tequila, free drinks, all types of drinks.
And free food, which we didn't eat.
No, which we should have.
Straight tequila.
We got so wasted.
Legendary.
There was a band on stage, and we went up to them and said, let us have your gear, and we're going to play. And myself on drums, Thrill on bass, Ted...
Did they let you?
Yeah, they had no choice.
That's epic.
We basically told them, get off the stage, we're taking over.
That's kind of dope, though. I mean, if they're like good dudes, I would be laughing.
We did fight for your right, but I couldn't remember the lyrics, so I'm holding Steve's phone as I'm singing them.
Yeah,
and before we start, I go, I can't find my phone, and I'm freaking out. I'm like, someone stole my phone. And Ted's like, I'm using it for the song. Oh, all right. Then the night ended with me calling the bartender the C word, and then I think...
Oh, went downhill from there.
Yeah, nothing good comes of me doing just tequila all night.
Yeah, well, that's what I'm nervous about.
Yeah, I'm with you. I have a mental block with tequila. Like, I like it, but it's like, once I do, like, I mean, like, if we went out and had a couple shots, that's one thing. But if I'm out boozing in a night and it shows up, I'm like, all right, well, I'm not having sex, and I'm going to be a mess tonight.
That's how dangerous it is, huh?
Yeah. It's probably just
in
mental.
Your head.
Yeah, but it does.
What is your go-to shot?
Oh, I'm a goddamn frat guy.
Fireball, yeah.
Fireball.
Yeah.
So, Fireball, this is going to sound terrible.
Washington apples.
I think in Canada, because Fireball is kind of new, is it not?
Newer, yeah. Like, it's like the new Jägermeister.
Like, in Canada, it's been around for a while.
Mm-hmm.
So, well, that kind of, I went from Fireball, then kind of like early 20s was like, now, when I say early 20s, Canada drinking age is a little lower.
Yeah.
So things get started a little earlier.
Was it 19 there?
19 in my hometown and 18 in every other province.
That's awesome. It's by province?
Yeah. So it's just,
Yeah. Nice work, Canada.
No, and I went to college in Plattsburgh. We would drive up over the border into Montreal.
Yeah.
We're like sophomores in college. We're like, we could go get hammered.
Yeah.
Let's do it.
Mayhem. I'm a big Jameson guy.
I was going to say, I do like Irish whiskey too.
Okay.
I went through a huge Telemore Dew phase.
Really?
And people would go, why? And I'd be like, it's the only Irish whiskey still owned by the Irish.
And that's how you have to say it.
Yeah.
That's great.
Yeah, but like the one bar I go to, Buckley's, all the time. Like, I used to drink, like, I went through this huge phase, and now when I go in there, Pete will be like, it's been a while. Can I buy some Irish whiskey? Like, send one over.
Yeah, there you go.
Yeah.
Now, what's the best game you've played while taking shots?
Best game?
Yeah.
Taking shot. I have a lot of beer games. I don't know if I have shot games.
So I had heard one. I don't have the exact details of their day, but basically it's like you have to take in like three or four different shots. I think an Irish car bomb's in there.
Uh-huh.
It's called the Bear Claw and see who the first guy to growl at the end is. So it's like you have to hold these shots down and have a good bear growl at the end.
That's pretty awesome.
I thought it was pretty epic.
I want to do that.
That's what I'm saying.
That sounds awesome.
I also heard, I was like looking this stuff up, maybe, who knows, but there's another shot game where it's like you take a shot. I can't, what was it? It was
How
take
old are
a
you,
shot.
Luke?
26.
All right. I think you're closer to the range of good drinking games.
Yeah.
Like when I do it now at 35, people are like, I wish you'd grow up. Like, I wish you'd stop being a bitch.
Yeah, that's, I don't want to grow. Who wants to grow up?
I'm still not growing up yet.
I'll never grow up.
Yeah,
I'll never grow up.
Until I have to get a real job, I'm never growing up.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So I think there's one, though, where it's like you take a shot and you go up to the best looking girl in the bar and ask her to slap you in the face as hard as she can. It's like there's some tweener part I'm missing, but the game is to see who can get slapped in the face the most.
Did your friend Travis make this game up?
Dude, that happened to me at Burning Man. I went up to a bar and the bartender was a chick, and she was like, we have this, we have that, or a whiskey slap. And some guy goes, oh, that mate wants a whiskey slap. And I go, yeah, hell, I'll take a whiskey slap. So I did a shot of whiskey, she smacked me, and then she hugged me.
Yeah, that might be it. That might have been it. That's pretty epic.
Yeah, it was awesome.
Who can handle the most whiskey slaps?
Speaking of your trip to Burning Man, can I share so your boy Cobb, who you do
the podcast with,
we're now Instagram friends, so it's official.
All right.
And I saw on his page a picture of you and him at Burning Man.
Oh, nice.
It's one of the greatest pictures I've ever seen.
Is that the one with the fire behind us?
And the fish.
Yeah.
Look at this picture. And Luke, this is like the most epic picture I've ever seen.
What?
I gotta put it up. I'll put it up on the MegaCast Twitter at the MegaCast.
Dude,
oh yeah,
that's like an album cover for like the best EDM group ever.
This isn't edited.
No, I mean he might have like put a filter on it.
That's like camera phone.
Yeah,
and that background is actually there.
Yeah,
that
obnoxious fire that's behind.
By the end of the week, man, like on Thursday, they start burning the art pieces out in like the playa.
Now you might be focusing on the fire, but take a look at what Ted's wearing.
Oh, I noticed. Ted's got, are those like, what are those on your head? Are those like?
Those are my snowboarding goggles. You got to have goggles and your scarf. And then I'm wearing an Israeli tactical scarf. And then my fur jacket.
Dude, you are a legend.
Right?
You are a legend.
Yeah, people love that jacket.
What is
too.
The story with this fish?
Oh, man. Cobb just brought it with him as he wanted a cool bag to have with him. And then we just were like, this fish is so weird. We got to take it everywhere and take pictures with it.
But honestly, my mind is blown.
There's so much awesome in this picture.
Like it never
ends.
That
was a great time.
Yeah.
And then right after that, I climbed up like a 40-foot wooden ladder to go to a bar, just a platform that was built up that.
Right.
It's legendary.
Yeah.
I'm speechless.
Dude, when I was going through the pictures, I had a, like, I stared at that picture. I meant to text you and say, what the? Because it's unbelievable.
That one is like an ad. Like, this is why you want to go to Burning Man.
Right. Or, like I said, if you guys were either like an indie hip hop group or an EDM DJ duo, that's the album cover. Welcome to Burning Man.
Dude, you inspire me.
Nice. You know, happy to do it. Wait till we eat later. I got some stories for you.
Oh, God. I'm excited.
All right, why don't we take a quick break? When we get back, I do want to share with you guys. I mentioned to both of you that I freaked out my wife on my flight to New Jersey, where she thought that I actually died.
Steve almost died.
I almost died. It's unbelievable.
This is pretty impressive.
So I want to hear, and I'm curious if you guys have ever had something similar happen. Maybe not dying, obviously, but like a weird moment in your life where the one person you do not want to be there was there, and it freaked her the F out. So when we get back, the MegaCast, we'll talk about how I almost died while going to New Jersey.
I'm going to f*** around and order more of Ted and Steve. Ha ha, see what I did there? The MegaCast will be back.
We do this almost every night, could never quit.
Yeah.
I just did some molly for the hell of it. I'm hyphy and I'm drunk, I'm doing hell. After I drain my pockets, I replenish it.
I f*** around and order more money.
Yeah.
F*** around and order more. Baby, we gon' order more money. Oh, f*** around and order more.
Let's go. You know.
Coming soon to HBO, Game of Stones, a fictional story based on rock and roll royalty. Keith Richards rides his wild horses to the Beggar's Banquet, where he meets honky-tonk women. While waiting on a friend, he encounters Ruby Tuesday and says, "Let's spend the night together." She tells him, "You can't always get what you want," and leaves him to get a bowl of goat's head soup. Meanwhile, Ronnie Wood and Charlie Watts enter. They're both fueled by mixed emotions when they confront a street-fighting man named Jumpin' Jack Flash. And when the whip comes down, they're shattered. Realizing they ain't too proud to beg, they go to Lord Jagger and ask him to give me shelter. But it's too much of a beast of burden, and he tells them to let it bleed. It's all coming soon to Game of Stones, only on HBO.
These guys won't let money turn them into monsters. They would just spend more money at the strip clubs. The MegaCast is back.
The money turned me to a monster. The money turned me noodles and a pasta. The money turned me tuna and a lobster. They wanna do me, I'm a new one like a monster. Whoa. I put my jewelry on his feet. 100,000 is to do that every week. Never sleep, it's funny, I would never speak. You see the foreign in my city, that was me. Whoa. That was us. Never sweet. We went to war, looking to drive them down the street. Popping that pistol, they talking, they never did.
All right.
Meek Mill.
Yes.
Meek Mill, RIP. Drake killed him.
Oh, that's right. That rap wars, man.
Rap wars.
We need to start a rap war with like somebody.
Did anybody watch SNL last week with Drake?
Hilarious, I thought.
I thought the Drake beef thing was awesome.
Hilarious. The video when he was getting mad at everyone.
Yeah, did you see it?
No, I didn't.
So it's like, right, he's kind of famous, Drake, right? Drake and Meek Mill, obviously. But like Drake has had some diss tracks.
Yeah.
So it just was like Drake's beef. And he'd like go into a room and somebody just wouldn't say hi. Like Leslie Jones, like kind of blew him off. And it just, the camera would zoom in on his eyes, and then it would, you know, cut. And it's him with a bunch of dudes behind him.
Yeah.
Like, F you, bitch, how you not gonna say hi to me? Just like the meanest, like,
classic.
Diss track. Yeah.
You see how the Cleveland Cavs, they kind of trolled the Toronto Raptors for the playoffs?
Yeah, with the other.
With the, not only that, that was awesome.
What did they do?
Well, the one thing I did, and we'll get into yours, they posted on like on the Jumbotron, they had a picture of Drake rocking a Cavs jersey from like a concert or something like that. And, you know, obviously he's a Toronto guy. So yeah. I was like, oh, that's a nice jab.
Yeah.
And then the other one is pretty awesome.
Yeah. There was some website that was like, who do you think will win the NBA finals? Like Golden State Warriors, Who are they playing? Oklahoma City.
Right.
Yeah.
And then Cleveland Cavaliers or other. So the mayor of Toronto was like, you know, there's 2 million people here. I think by other, you meant Toronto and like this and that. Just like how rude is that other? There's only four goddamn teams involved.
Real.
Just crapping on Toronto.
Yeah.
Why, man? That's my home province. Damn.
I was gonna say, right? America's calling, declaring war
on
your people.
I don't really care. I'm actually going for the Cavs.
Huh.
I mean, let me rephrase that. I really don't care who wins, but I don't want Golden State to win.
Yeah, I kind of would like this. I was torn. Like, we were talking about it this morning on BJ and Migs. I'm like,
yeah.
I kind of want to root for the Thunder because I like Durant. And, yeah. And you know,
PG
I mean.
PG County boy.
Yeah. And, you know, I mean.
He's what?
We grew up in the same county.
Oh, really?
Prince George's County outside of D.C.
Yeah.
Yeah, PG. You know what it is.
Yeah, and I like the personalities on Oklahoma City. It just sucks that, like. I mean, if someone were a Thunder hat around here, you get crucified.
Yeah, you can't even say like you can't even say in support of Durant. You can't even do it.
Man, I
like,
used to have a black baseball Giants hat that I liked.
Yeah,
but because of the damn Seahawks and Niners, people would just
crush you.
Just give me crap all the whole time. Like, all right, I'm not going to wear this hat anymore.
Yeah,
I realized it went out of control when like we had the old the Migs Cast shirts. When it was back when it was the STP Cast, it was like the Titanic, and it was in a dark red and white. And there were people like, I'm not buying it because it's Niners colors. And I'm like, it's not even Niners colors.
It's aggressive. Just, that is so aggressive.
It's like, it's just red and white, man. Yeah. Like, are we in a gang? Did I miss something? Did I get beaten into this?
I'm telling you, it's absurd.
I can't even imagine what it's like for you guys. I mean,
my college roommate is a tight end for the Niners. Uh-huh. And his dad told me that when he comes up to Seattle, he doesn't wear his son's jersey.
No, I don't blame him.
He's like, honestly, the first time I went up there, he's like, I had it on, and it was like the most verbally abusive place I'd ever been. I'm like, that's kind of hilarious.
Yeah.
Dude, when I was a kid, because I grew up a huge Devils fan, but my best friend, he would always have season tickets to the Ranger games. So I would go, and anytime the Rangers played the Devils, I remember the first time, I'm like, you know what? F it. I'm going to wear my Devils jersey.
Yeah.
Go in there, and I'm like maybe 12, 13 years old at the time. And we get in there. First thing, walk through like, and we were sitting up in the blue seats, which for old school Rangers fans, remember that was like kind of like the toughest section. Like,
yeah,
it was like, you know, up in the upper rafters.
Yeah,
you know. So we're walking through the tunnel. Some guy who's like a grown man just grabs me and throws me against the wall and goes, "You're in the blue seats," and starts cursing me out. And I'm like, "Oh my goodness!" So I get to my seat. Now we're sitting, and I'm still wearing. I'm like, "Screw this guy! I'm going to show my support." I get hit in the head with an orange.
You're kidding me.
I get hit in the back of the head.
You're 12?
I'm 12. And I'm like, what the hell did I just get hit with? And it's an orange on the ground. I'm like, hey, why did someone bring an orange to the freaking Rangers game? But all right. I get hit in the back of the head with the orange, and I turn around, and it's not even just one guy. It's a bunch of guys flipping me off. F you. Took the jersey off, folded it, put it under my seat. I'm like, you know what? I'm never doing that again.
Holy smokes. Worth it. That's
wasn't
aggressive.
Worth it. It was insane. It was volatile.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Probably
unnecessary. Yeah, I'm trying to think of the most. I don't know. I remember wearing Redskins stuff into a Ravens game, and people in Baltimore hate DC.
Yeah,
and they gave me a bunch. I just remember leaving, being like, "Yeah, well, at least our franchise never left because we suck."
Just a salty Ted.
Yeah.
Oh, I was so salty.
That's a dagger to the heart right there.
Oh yeah, yeah.
It's true.
Hey, speak truth the
hurts,
truth, right?
Yep. Truth hurts. Mm.
And you're named after a poem.
Yep. Edgar Allan Poe.
Yeah.
Edgar Allan Poe.
I remember when I first heard that, I'm like, really? That's what it's named after?
They used to have three mascots, Edgar Allan and Poe.
Oh, no, they didn't.
I swear to God.
Seriously?
Yes.
I thought you were kidding.
No. They had, when they started the Ravens, they had three separate mascots, Edgar, Allan, and Poe.
That's so, so terrible.
It is. I will give those people credit in Baltimore, though. I just never knew it growing up in PG outside of DC. They never stopped, like, they're like, F the NFL, like, we love the Colts. When the Colts left, they stayed, and like, none of them became Skins fans or anything else. They
really?
Were just like, we're Baltimore fans. They're the Colts old band stayed together, and when the Ravens got there, they like opened the stadium.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah,
that is pretty
so
cool.
I mean, I give them credit. At least
that's really
they
cool.
were yeah. true to it, and they yeah. cared. But yeah, like, for me, it was just brutal going to that game.
It's like one of those things where, like, I don't. And maybe I'm in the minority, but like, when I go to a game, I'm not like I'm there to cheer for a team, yeah, but I'm not right. there to like, upset or like I don't get upset if somebody else doesn't like my team.
It seems ridiculous that people get that worked up over it. It's
like over somebody like a fan liking another team.
Yeah. I've equated it.
Like, what is the problem?
Sports fandom is now in politics. The passion that people have for sports and the passion that people have for politics, it's gotten ridiculous. Like, you have hatred for somebody if they are a 49ers fan, no different than you have hatred for someone if they say, I like Hillary Clinton. It's like, okay, I might not, but that's okay if you do.
Yeah.
But people are weird, man.
Very weird.
Yeah, I have to just be careful. I still fall into it.
Really? Like, are you the guy? This is what, like, is weird.
Are you
let me ask.
Ted's
you,
the guy.
This is where I'm like, guys, are you the dude who, like, yells at the TV at players? Like, this guy's, he's a piece of shit. And it's like, every time I hear that, I'm like, you know, guys, he's trying. Okay, he's a human being. Like, now that I've been here and I've been called my fair share of names and received my...
What's the worst thing you've ever been called? Sorry to
By
interrupt.
A fan?
Yeah.
I don't know if I've been called... So... I've never I can't imagine what people say.
Owen's a better Wilson.
Yes, people have used something similar to that.
It's got to be all the time.
Your but I suck, get like, Wilson, your movies suck.
Like, I'll get a tweet that'll be like, and it works both ways, but it's like, Luke Wilson is the worst player in the NFL. I do not know how this person has made our team. And like, what was weird, it was my second year, but the year I had caught a game-winning TD against Carolina.
Mm-hmm.
Everyone's like, this guy's a future of the NFL. I'm like on my Twitter timeline, like, oh,
just loving it.
Loving
just
it.
Just eating it up.
Yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
I'm young. Now I don't do this stuff.
I'd have like five hot chicks rubbing my body as I'm reading these.
I'm like, this is great.
Retweet. Retweet.
Yes. And then the next week I played terrible. And it was like, I hate this guy. Can we please cut him? Like, people tweeting at the Seahawks. I'm like, dude, this is bizarre.
At what point are the Seahawks ever going to call a guy in the office and be like, look, I'm John Schneider. Sorry, I have to tell you, but we got 7 tweets saying that we should get rid of you. So,
like, crazy. So
we have a limit of 6.
Yeah,
Ted, you're not the tweet guy too, are you?
Like,
the guy who's going to tweet like at the player, like, you suck.
No, not at all. And granted, as I've gotten older, I've gotten better about it. Like anymore, like Maryland football, probably Arsenal and like are the most important things. But I don't let it ruin my whole day anymore.
Okay,
if they lose, it bums me out, but it's not going to be like. Used to be like, he would ruin my whole day and this and that. And then also, like, with Sounder stuff, I just like to mess with Portland people. So, like, you know, well, you wouldn't know this because you're usually on the field. But sometimes under the stairwells, they'll have, like, bars where you can actually get liquor during the game.
Okay.
So a Timbers fan.
So I'm sure players swing by there, in between the third and fourth quarter.
So a Timbers guy was coming in, and I'm kind of near the entrance, and I just start kind of going like, oh, I think you're in the wrong bar, friend. Like, I don't know if this one's for you, right? And the guy kind of looks at us and just kind of puts his head down, not like shakes it and walks away, right? Now, I didn't think that was too harsh, but some other Sounders fan starts giving me crap, like, can't believe you didn't let that guy in and stuff. And I'm like, grow up. Like, I flipped him a little S.
You can curse him out.
Right, I can curse him out. Like, if he can't handle it.
Yeah, put his head down and left?
Yes.
What a bum.
I was going to say, that's just a puss move on his part.
Right, so I'm like, trust me, I'm still a passionate
fan. You didn't cuss at him? You didn't, you didn't have an angry, tone when you said it?
No. No, that's my rule. You can yell whatever you want, but, you're at a sporting event. Like, try not to curse too much because there's children.
Mm-hmm.
And then try not to be too personal with
sarcasm is always the best way to go. In my opinion.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Or messing with their names.
Yeah. Oh,
you know?
That stuff is hilarious. Even as a player, I actually enjoy that stuff. It's like when you get the dudes that are like, I mean, I remember in college we were in Memphis.
Oh, and number one rule, sorry.
Yeah.
Never throw anything on a goddamn field.
Yeah.
Right. So, you paid the money. You came to watch these great athletes at the top of their professions.
Yeah.
You're going to throw something on the field?
Yeah. Now that I said, okay.
Unless it's ECW wrestling, you shouldn't be throwing things into at the performers.
Yeah.
Because that was something they encouraged.
Yeah. My two best fan stories are both from college. I think maybe college is a little less security. But one time we were playing Memphis, and before the game, guys will go up and they'll go to the end zone, and dudes is in the NFL too, and they'll take a knee and maybe say a prayer or whatever.
Yeah, by the goalpost?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And this lady leans over. Was it Memphis or Tulsa? It might have been Tulsa. And she goes, hey, Jesus don't love y'all. <It's> that is awesome. I don't know why y'all praying. Jesus don't love y'all. I'm like, what? And then the other one that
That's
was
awesome.
Good. Yeah, that was pretty epic. The other one was Oklahoma State. We played there. and their like stands are like right by the bench. So it's like literally
the
like the bench, and then like their fans are right there, and they have those obnoxious, like, I don't even know what you call them, but they beat the little side things with those little sticks or whatever.
Okay.
And but we were doing it. It was my second year. It was a tight end rotation, so we had three tight ends that were rotating in, and somebody messed something up, and we sit down on a little bench, and our coach comes in, and he's like, "Hey," and he's all intense, like we're getting drummed, and he's like, "Hey, who was in for that last play? What the hell happened? Who was in?" And it wasn't me. So I was like looking over to see which one of these two dudes is going to like own up to it. And this fan literally darts his head right in between me and this other guy and goes, "Coach, it was me. I messed it up." I was like, even her coach just like burst out laughing.
Okay, I was wondering, how do you keep a straight face?
You got to.
You can't. It's a game after all.
You got to.
Dude, one time at Maryland, I grew up in College Park, so we went to all the Maryland games. And me and my buddy would get wasted in the parking lot, right?
Yeah.
And then, what was it, 2001 or 2002 when Friedgen's there? We're winning all our home games. We're beating like Duke by like 30 or 40. Like Maryland has real football.
Yeah.
We think it's bad luck to go in. So we get wasted the entire game in the parking lot.
Yeah.
And then we sneak in like through the field house and we're walking around the field, right? Like by the cheerleaders. Nobody says a word. I can see people up there and they're laughing at us.
Yeah.
And then I went behind the bench and I made the arch mistake. I took a cup of Gatorade.
You're kidding me.
No, you didn't.
I start drinking it. And then it was like as soon as I took the second pull of the Gatorade, somebody was like, "What are you doing down here?" And I was like, "Oh, I'm friends with, who was our guy then? Was it Lamont Jordan? Was that his name? Or some running back played for the Jets." And I was like, "Oh, I'm friends with him." And they were like, "Get the hell out of here."
Yeah, that's pretty ballsy right there.
I love that you took a glass of Gatorade.
Well, I had a dip in, man. My mouth was getting dry.
You should have said that. They probably would have been like, "Oh, we get it."
Like, that's hard to do. That's hard to do in the NFL. But college, you can get away with stuff like that.
Oh, yeah.
In the NFL, you'd be like thrown in jail for that.
Have you ever 100%.
Have you ever been on the field with a streaker?
No. Or, no, not
you've
yet.
You've probably been on the field when someone's run the field, though.
Right? Yes, yeah. I have done that, but not a streaker.
I do think if you run on the field, especially a football game, and there's players like lined up for a kickoff or something,
yeah.
I think you guys should be allowed to drill them as hard as you
I
want.
Will, I'm telling you, I would. If somebody came by and like, I'm trying to think, we had one once. I think it was a year or two ago, like not a streaker, but a dude came on the field. No one drilled him, but it was like a big moment in the game. Like the momentum was going, and it was like...
Yeah,
we were rolling,
brutal.
And then all of a sudden it was like, "Hey, like go, go, go! Like here we go!" And it was like, "Dude, guys were on the field for 45 seconds." It's like,
right?
Defense catches their breath. Like, I'm like, "Dude, this is bunk."
Right? You should be. You're our fan. You should realize that this is not the right time to be doing that.
Like terrible,
jackass.
Man, years ago, Grant Hill. I forget who. I think he was playing for the Suns and the Sonics.
I love Grant Hill. That's my guy.
All right, so I'm a Maryland guy. Obviously, I'm not a Duke fan, but I'm sitting courtside. Grant Hill's inbounding the ball. And I can't help it. I go, "Go Terps." And he literally is about to inbounds it. And he turns around and goes, "Go home." And then he throws it in.
See, like, that's funny.
Right, right. I was like, and to this day, even though I hate Duke, I'm
you
like,
love Grant
I
Hill.
Love Grant Hill.
Yeah, you got to.
Yeah.
He's having some fun.
Yeah, exactly.
I'm telling you, when guys are in the, when people are in the stadium, like, yelling stuff, it's funny.
Yeah.
Like, it is funny. And even for players, like, I enjoy it.
Yeah.
I bet some guys thrive off it.
Oh, for sure.
Especially the negative stuff.
For sure.
Yeah.
The weird ones are like the Twitter trolls.
I don't get it.
The Twitter trolls are like aggressive.
And when you read it, like, even when you hear somebody yelling it at you, you can still see them. There's something about reading it. It looks different and it hits you different. It just seems harsher and more personal.
I agree. You can almost hear the sarcasm or the stupidity in the guy's voice when they're chirping at you in person. It's like, okay, you're drunk, you're this, you're that, whatever it is. But on Twitter, it's like, gosh, you composed this and then you hit send, you evil person.
And why tag him? You could just say "Hey, I think Ted is the worst guy on the radio." But do you have to tag me in it so you make sure I see it?
Like, how much negativity is in your life that you're like doing that?
A lot.
A lot. But that's what it is.
Crazy.
And starve for attention. They. This is the sad thing, I think, in the eyes of these guys, and I don't do it, and I would never understand it, and I try only to reply to people who are writing me in a positive way.
Yeah.
You know, I'm like, let me give them the attention. Unfortunately, most people who get tweeted at negativity will respond. So for an attention whore, like the Twitter troll, that's the only way they're going to get a connection. How many times have you had someone that's like been a dick to you, and then you respond, and like, man, I was just kidding. I'm a big fan.
Yeah.
Because they want to hear back from you. And it's like, God, dude, you can do it a different way. Be cool to the guy, and you'll hear back from him.
For sure. And what sucks is, like, for me, especially like last year, good or bad, I would just skip through all my stuff after games. Because I'm like, I don't want to hear it.
Oh, if I say, Ted, you probably do the same. If I say something stupid on the air, I'm not going anywhere near our text line. I don't even want to read what they have to say.
It's bizarre.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I say Jesus himself wouldn't even be safe on Twitter.
No.
All right.
He's not.
Yeah,
I'm telling you.
It's crazy. It's a jungle out there.
Right?
It's a jungle.
Let's take another break when we get back.
Steve almost died.
Well, I'm still alive, so it's okay. Okay. We got time when the Mega Cast returns.
Sorry, not sorry. The Mega Cast will be back. Your friends bad too, then come with you. And we like what they on. We don't like gold diggers. Girl, if you don't get the from, I know you thought we had something special, but you don't mean nothing to me. Girl, I'm sorry you not the one for me.
For years, musicians have issued cease and desist orders to presidential candidates using their music at campaign stops without the artist's permission. But for this election season, I think there are songs that all of us, including the musicians, can agree are appropriate. Like this song for Donald Trump.
But I'm a creep. I'm a widow.
And this song for Hillary Clinton.
Just a kiss on the left.
So if you want to use these songs for your campaigns, Donald Trump and Hillary Clinton, permission granted.
B-Tex Smith and Steve are your friends. As for me, I'm a robot. If I'm your friend, that's sad. The Mega Cast is back.
Some good friends that live down the street. Got a good looking woman with her arms around me. Here in a small town where it feels like
I have no idea who this is.
Zach Brown, man.
Oh, I love Zach. Well, I like
clearly.
Yeah,
you love him.
I love him.
Broken Arrows. Did you hear the one with him and Avicii?
Yes.
No.
Epic.
Yeah. I want cast.
You collaborated with Avicii?
Yeah.
Yeah. It blew my mind.
It is pretty dope.
That guy sounds like a guy that you could have beers with.
Zach Brown?
Yeah.
Well, I want KSW and The Wolf, 100.7, to do like a Zach Brown concert together. Because I think rock people like him. And then also, rock show's just a lot of dudes. But if the country station was a part of it, there'd be a lot more hot chicks.
Short shorts, cowboy boots, and flannels.
And you know I love those small town girls.
Who doesn't?
Right?
Those girls are heaven on earth. Then you go to like Watershed. I haven't been to Watershed, but I've seen the pictures. And every girl's wearing the short shorts with the white pocket still coming out from under. Oh.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
Damn it.
Mm-hmm.
Damn it, Ted. That's a great idea.
Now we could crush at Watershed.
That would be a lot of fun. Yeah. I don't even care about the music. I would
people
just go
might
for people
see through
watching.
Your little Sudoku ruse, though.
You think so? I can think of something else.
Yeah. You can just say you're
but here's
a podcaster.
We're going to have to. I've come to this realization that you know a lot of these females these days are just trifling. So just be careful. I mean, they could be, you know, a wolf in sheep's clothing here, looking like they're from the country, but really they're just a city person.
Just a poser.
Yeah.
You know, that's a good point. I didn't even think about that.
I'm okay with that as long as they still wear those short shorts with the pockets sticking out. I don't care if they're from freaking New York City.
She's not from the country. She a chicken head.
Yeah.
Oh, Luke, we got a present for you.
Oh, God.
Fresh off the presses, you got yourself an official MegaCast t-shirt.
Oh.
Hopefully extra large fits you.
Yep, okay. Perfect.
Welcome to the team, kid.
Yeah. Hey, you know what? I'm just glad.
I expect you to wear that after games. That way when you're being interviewed, you're surrounded.
I don't know. I might actually. I'm going to try and swing that.
I doubt you'll get it. They'll be like, shut it down on you.
I'm just going to say I'm glad. You know, I didn't listen to it because I was afraid, man. Yeah. I didn't listen to it. But I'm just glad we got over this hump. I was a little nervous coming in today. I'm like, I wonder if I'm going into like a roast or something.
I don't know if I speak for Ted. I think it's time for us just to take the condoms off. I think it's fine. We're good. I trust him.
I got to tell him. I don't know if Steve told you this. It was a couple weeks ago. Steve sent me a text and was like, hey, I heard from Luke or whatever. Like, is he cool to come on? Or like, I think we should have him on next week. And my my first response was, dude, he didn't even call you. We're just going to let him write back on the show. And then I gave it like 2 minutes and went like, haha, just kidding, of course. But I was like, yeah, you're right. I sent him that right away. Like, yeah, think about it.
And then we're joking about all the mega babes because we are very aware that we, like, you're kind of like, I'm trying to, how do I describe it? Like, you're like the, and we played JT. If we were in sync, you're JT of the Megacast. And like, Ted and I, unfortunately, are probably the Joey Fatones.
Yeah.
Oh my.
Right? I'll give you JC.
JC? Okay, I'll take JC. All right. Yeah. But you know what I mean? You bring in all the girls to the podcast. Like, we have so many attractive chicks that are listening to this podcast who have said they first tuned in because of you, and then they fell in love with the podcast, and so they're still listening, which is awesome.
So we need to keep that going.
Yeah.
Oh,
I'll take that roll on with
fine colors.
And I'm just ready to roll. I'm ready to go.
It's JT and the Two Photons.
I love that he's in that new commercial, by the way.
I haven't seen it.
It's like a Geico commercial or a Progressive.
Fatone or JT?
Progressive. Fatone.
Okay.
And it's a joke about a boy band singing about saving you money on your insurance. So they all have fake names, but then it's like, and Joey Fatone.
He's no just in the way. Commercial.
Yeah. That dude seems like he has the best sense of humor about the experience. I mean, how does he not? I mean, what a life that guy's been living.
Yeah. And I mean, he's still probably, forget all the NSYNC crazy money. He's probably still banking checks for my Big Fat Greek Wedding.
And then the game show that he hosts. I mean, he's done a lot of random stuff.
Yeah. And if you don't have cable, you'll see him like I saw him doing a cooking show.
This guy's everywhere.
All right, so I'm okay with being the Fatones.
Probably sells a little real estate on the side, too.
Oh.
Or like life insurance.
Yeah, you know, he's
like,
got it all.
Everyone's got their side job of life insurance, it seems, these days.
Yep. You know, one of the new kids, what's it, Joey McIntyre, is still like one of the richest like boy band guys ever. Because when they made all their money, he did that. He sat on it and put it into like real estate.
Damn.
Smart man.
Yeah. Right? I mean, that's forward thinking, right? He had somebody good in his life that probably said, listen,
That's a good point.
You know what I mean? Like so many people have bad people in their life. They're like, I'm sure you have people in your life too that are like, hey, let's blow it on this and blow it on. And you're like, buddy, you know, I got a window. I got to make sure I'm going to be okay after that window's over.
And I made a rule. If I'm going to blow money.
Uh-huh.
I only blow money on experiences, not materials.
Agreed.
So that's my one rule. If I'm like, hey, if I'm about to spend some money, I'm like, dude, in 5 years from now, like if it's a clothing item or something like that, like 5 years from now, is this going to be dope? Probably not.
Right.
But 5 years from now, what I did in Vancouver 3 weekends ago will be even funnier.
Dude, that's my wife and I have been living by that because we used to be so obsessed with saving, and we still are.
Like, yeah.
I mean, far more than me. I'm a little bit more of a loose cannon when it comes to money because I'm like, if it. We got the money. As long as we got our bills paid, let's have fun. But it's about now, it's like, let's do vacations and let's go places, like going to Hawaii or going to this place. It's like, when I'm like 95 and barely alive, I'm not going to look back on all the awesome money I saved, but I will look back on like you, the crazy experiences like, you know, Ted and I going to Spokane or whatever it may be. Yes, exactly.
Yeah. I'm thinking about just stacking up all those ones and be like, now coming to the stage, experiences.
Yes. I go to the VIP room with experiences. All right, speaking of my wife, let me tell you, I gotta tell you guys this story.
We got to.
It's unbelievable. I shared a little bit of it on the air this morning on BJ and Migs, but I didn't get to go fully into detail. So I went home. My dad retired from his job, so we had a big retirement party in New Jersey where they live now, which was pretty awesome to go check out the new home. My parents live in a retirement village, and it's pretty badass. It's a nice place.
That's awesome.
Yeah, dude, I'm real happy for them. So we're flying back. And the night before, Ted and I went to a wrestling event at the Paramount, NXT Wrestling, which is like developmental for the WWE. They put on a big show. It got done at like 11.
It was awesome.
One of the best experiences. We had, if we have time, we should talk about some of the weirdness that we experienced while there. Had a great time. Dropped Ted off. Get home around midnight. Our flight's at 5 a.m. So my father-in-law is picking us up at around like 2:45 in the morning.
That's rough.
Right. So my wife's getting up at 1 a.m. because even though we're going on a plane, she needs to get all her makeup on.
Oh, gosh.
So I barely got any sleep.
Steve's wife, for the record, by the way, I have seen plenty of times without makeup. Like, she is hot.
Right.
Like, other people's wives would be like, get up at 12:30.
Yeah, cake it on.
Don't go to sleep today.
Get working on it now.
Listen, develop an Instagram filter and put that on your face.
Yes. Don't do lo-fi either. Go hefe on that bitch.
Yes.
So, barely any sleep. I'm working on like an hour and a half tops of sleep. We're on the plane. I'm like, we should watch Deadpool. I downloaded it. My wife doesn't like violence. I don't know why I thought it was a good idea.
Yeah.
There's a scene where the guy's cutting off his own arm, and she's like, I'm done.
Yep.
And plus the gratuitous sex scene that goes on for like an hour. She wasn't really fond of that on the plane. I don't know why.
They showed that on the plane?
Well, I had that on my iPad.
Oh, all right.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's like, what airline is this? I'm in.
Yeah.
Standard's getting loose.
It was a terrible idea on my part. So I'm like, all right, you stop watching. I'm going to keep watching.
Yeah.
I'm watching it. All of a sudden, I have this from time to time when like I don't get enough sleep, I will pass out. And I'll just like, you know, lose all consciousness for like a couple of seconds and pass out, and I'll wake up and I'm like, where the hell am I?
It's so
like,
this isn't takeoff.
No.
This is like
4 hours into the flight.
Oh my.
So we're like however many feet in the air.
Yeah.
And I start getting that feeling, and I've always known it ever since having a tattoo that I remember my tattoo artist, the first tattoo, he goes, sometimes the blood pressure rises, your nerves get the best of you, you might pass out. If you do, you will know. And you better tell me, because if you pass out while I'm tattooing you, it's not going to look good on your arm.
Yeah.
So ever since then, anytime I've ever passed out, I always am very aware that I'm about to pass out. Like, I've even told people before, I'm like, I'm about to pass out. There's even a video where I got my eyebrow pierced in the studio once, and I felt it, and I go, I think I'm going to pass out. And everyone's like, aha, funny. And then I pass out, and it looks like I'm dead. It's an awesome video.
Like, body limp, just...
Just, yeah, turn pale, eyes roll up into the back of my head.
That would freak me
and
out.
I'm at, oh, dude, I'll show you the video when we go get dinner. It's pretty epic.
Yeah.
If anyone looks it up, it's just like KSW Migs piercing. You'll find it on YouTube.
Okay.
So I knew it was happening.
This is right? intense right
yeah.
here.
Yeah, I know. I'm like, yeah. Wow, all right.
So I'm like, oh boy, I'm going to pass out.
Yeah.
And so now I'm like, that's going to freak my wife out. This is not, I don't need to get her into the mix of this. So
yeah.
Stupid Steve thinks, I'll just lean this chair back. I'll close my eyes. I'll pass out while my eyes are closed, and then I'll come through, and it'll be like, I just woke up. And she'll never know. That's what I'm thinking in my head.
Seems like a good idea.
Okay, thank you. Okay, I'm not as crazy as I thought.
It's not a bad idea.
All right.
You have control over your passouts then.
No, clearly I don't, because I passed out, my eyes opened up, and they went to the back of my head, and I went pale. And my wife turned over to talk to me.
And you're dead.
And she thinks I'm dead because she pokes me in the face and nothing.
Are you breathing?
Well, I must have been.
All right.
But she's like yeah. you know, at that moment, she's starting to panic, but she thinks I'm just effing with her. So now she blows in my ear and nothing.
And now no she's reaction
like,
either.
And she doesn't like bringing attention to herself. So now she's in this weird conundrum of, I need to bring attention to myself because I think my husband is dead. And I have a gum in my mouth. And she's like, do I want to pull it out? Or she was afraid that maybe I'll
choke on it.
But then she's also afraid that if she puts her finger in my mouth, I might bite her finger off. So now she's in this conundrum. Does she want to look weird with a half a finger? Or does she want her husband to choke? I think, and clearly she chose
choke.
Yeah.
Which I understand.
Oh, she did choose choke?
Yeah, she never put her finger in my mouth.
That's a deep decision right there.
So now she's like, why? What is happening to him? Guy that's sitting in the row of in front of her to the next like section, right? Turns around because she's starting to cry, and he freaks out. And he's like, "What the hell is going on?" Now the row next to all of us are all freaking out. I don't know this is happening until after the fact. I come through.
This is insane.
Now I think I'm dreaming because I'm like that and that because I'm like coming back out of it. I'm out for probably about 40 seconds to a minute.
Yeah,
damn.
And I'm like, "What the hell is going on?" I look over at my wife. And all I see is her crying, going, what is wrong with him? And I'm like, what is wrong with who? And then I turn over to the guy next to me. It's this dirty, smelly guy that was sitting next to us, right?
Ugh. Yeah.
He's picking his nose, just sitting there picking. And I'm looking at him, and I'm like, oh, she's talking about him. I don't know what's wrong with him. Why is he picking his nose?
That's great.
So now I turn back around, and she's looking at me like she saw a ghost. And she's like, are you okay? And I'm like, huh? Now, and the flight attendant is in my face. Like, if the microphone is me, she's like right there, like looking at me. And I'll never forget this. And she's like, sir, are you okay? And I'm like, yeah, I'm fine. I just passed out. She's like, sir, are you okay? I'm like, yeah, I'm all right. I'm all right. And she's like, are you on any medication? And I look and I go, no, but what do you got? What's wrong with you? I'm like, then all of a sudden I look at everybody and they're like, this is not a joke.
Yeah.
And I'm like, I'm fine. I just need a Diet Coke. And she brought back, like, but they almost got to the point where they were going to have to land the plane.
Holy smokes.
Could you imagine if I was responsible?
How far deep in the trip is this?
We have another hour and a half until we land. Like, we were going, and so maybe we were like 3 hours into it. We have like another, we were coming from Salt Lake City, Utah. That was where our layover was, to Newark, New Jersey.
That's a deep flight.
I'm thinking, the whole rest of the flight, I'm humiliated, because I'm like, could you imagine if like we had to land the plane because I passed out? Like, that would have been the worst feeling in the world.
Yeah.
Oh, dude. It was so awkward. Then getting off the plane, everyone's looking at me in the section, like, when we're getting off, and I'm like, I couldn't keep my head down more. Like, I was like, trying to laugh it off.
Just the walk of shame off the plane. I love it.
Oh, this is the idiot that passed out, because I'm like, now I'm going to be the story that they're probably, someone's sharing this with their friends right now.
Just embrace it. Of course. Embrace it.
Yeah.
Some guy almost died.
Oh, dude, my wife. It was kind of... She goes, well, I guess now I really do know that I love you, because I was freaking the hell out.
I bet.
Yeah.
Loves her fingers more.
That's a good point.
That's great.
Have you guys ever passed out anywhere?
Never passed out in my life.
No. Oh, I have.
Yeah?
Well, one time when I was working in Baltimore.
Randomly or alcohol induced?
Well, this one's kind of both.
Okay.
Like, this is when I was making $11.5 a year, right? So, like, Friday night, we had gone out. Somebody bought me beers. I don't think I ate anything. The next day, I get up, and it's like, let's shotgun a beer before we go tailgate this college football game. So, I shotgun a beer. And you know when, like, you're really hungry and you can feel everything, like, go into your stomach?
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
And it felt like pins and needles, right? And I'm like, oh, my God, I think I'm going to puke. And then I walk towards the bathroom, same thing, and I wake up. And my buddy's kicking me in the stomach, DV. And I look up, I go, why are you kicking me? I wake up first. He goes, see, I told you, he's not dead. And I was like, what happened? They were like, I don't know. You walked to the bathroom, passed out. The DV kicked you a couple times and you woke up.
That is epic.
Yeah. Wow.
Yeah.
Dude, it's such a weird feeling when you come through, because you think you're like in a dream state.
I've never had it.
Oh, man. I don't wish it upon anybody. It's kind of terrifying.
Really?
Well, especially when you see the reaction of your wife, and she's like, you know, what the hell?
I can imagine.
Oh, dude, I felt awful. I'm trying to find the video of the passing out. I figured it'd be kind of funny to let you watch it while we're on the podcast.
I can't believe you've ever at any point in your life, though, had control of passing out.
I mean, what I get nervous about is not that, I mean, would not be the actual passing out part. It'd be like if I'm sitting in a chair now and I pass out, like, and I fell and hit my head on this thing.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah.
Like, that's a high possibility.
Oh, dude, one time I was at a radio convention, and we were in, like, a cigar lounge, and I got too hot. I might have smoked a little weed beforehand, too. And I was getting really warm, and I'm like, oh, this is really weird. I'm feeling really weird. And then this guy was weird next to me, and he kept talking and talking. I'm like, buddy, you got to leave me alone. I think I'm going to pass out. And he's like, aha, that's real funny. Well, sure as S, I pass out, but I land on like this Jeff and Jerry. You remember, they're one of the most respected radio shows like in San Diego. Like, they're just like radio legends.
Yeah.
I land on either Jeff or Jer. I fall on him. And then I miss the pool table, which was right next to him, by maybe a foot. I almost took a header. I come through and there's all these feet around me. And I think I'm in my bedroom. And I'm like, why is everybody partying in our room, man? And then I finally come through and I'm like, oh, son of a bitch, I passed out. And that was the talk of the entire radio convention for the rest of that time. It was awesome.
Old Migsy.
Oh, Migs.
I'm telling you, it was dead weight, though. That would hurt.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I found a video. So let me see if I could. Could you throw that mic over to me? And I can maybe see if I could, like, kind of do the audio with it. So that way.
When's this from, Steve?
Back in the end days.
All right, that's what I'm saying. That's got to be a savage thing.
Yeah,
right?
we did like a whole thing where basically we were giving away piercings on the air. So we had like probably 30 people in the studio at one point. It was warm. I didn't eat. So finally, I'm like getting caught up in the spirit. I've never had anything pierced ever in my life. And I'm like, you know, it'd be kind of cool. Let me just see what it's like. I'm going to get a piercing. I'll take it out, but I just want to know what it feels like.
Yeah.
So I got my eyebrow pierced. And the minute I felt the flesh rip, it got weird. And then all of a sudden, I started getting like really weird. So here, okay, so I
that's like a party trick.
Yeah, you want to watch Steve pass out?
Not good call.
Let me see if I can.
Or a new goal when I hang out with him.
Get Steve so wasted.
That's hilarious.
And I don't mean goes to sleep quickly.
All right, here we go.
Get in the ball. Yeah, I feel lightheaded.
Really? You're going to pass out?
Quite possibly.
That'd be awesome.
And then we'll just put a microphone by his mouth while he's passed out and see what happens.
I'll be Jennifer's co-host for today.
There you go.
Yeah, it's the Steve and Jennifer show. Steve, say something.
No, it's fun and games now.
You'll be all right.
Here it goes. I can see it in your face.
Right?
Steve, are you okay? You don't look okay.
I feel really weak right now.
Really?
Yeah.
Here you go.
So no push-ups after the show like usual?
What are you talking about? Go punch him in the face like you've always wanted to.
Now that he's weak?
Yeah.
I could beat him up when he's full strength. Let's not kick him while he's down.
You're probably crazy.
Are you okay?
Yeah, I'm all right. Oh, man.
Oh, he's pale.
Why are you stretching?
Uh-oh.
Are you looking at this?
Right, I might pass out.
You're really?
Yeah, I'm gonna pass out, dude.
Whoa!
Oh!
Get out of here.
No, he's really passing out.
Oh, my God. No, he isn't.
Hey, no, George. What's going on here? Why is he passing out?
It's warm in here.
They're starting to freak out.
It's called needle shunt?
Yeah. Look at him.
He's one pale a little bit.
Quick, take his
dude, right. This is the most shocking thing I've ever seen.
Someone give me a Sharpie.
You gotta deal with the pan. No,
we leave him on.
Isn't it nuts? Yes. They're starting to panic at this point because I'm still out.
Is he going to be all right?
Yeah. He's fine.
Yeah.
Sean's
fanning
him
for
like
a big guy
lady.
Like that with all them tattoos.
What? Right? Isn't that nuts?
Oh my God.
Wait, he's coming too.
Look at his mouth.
He just watch me come through.
You all right?
Are you okay, Steve?
No,
oh,
there. Keep
fanning.
I'm sorry.
Fan him.
You're all right.
He's got crazy
eyes.
Fan him, Sean.
Wow.
No, dude.
Oh, man.
It's just
holy crap. Yeah. How was that?
Oh, now he's back.
Freaking roller coaster. Yeah, dude, I feel like a pussy.
There you go.
What? Dude, I didn't know.
Oh, Ted, you never seen that?
No.
Oh, yeah.
I didn't know you had this prowess.
That is bizarre.
Yeah, I called it.
You did.
Yeah, you heard
literally me. Like 2 or 3 seconds later, you're like, I'm going to pass out.
And I know you're here alive, but yeah, seeing it's weird.
Dude, that's epic.
Dude, back, I had this on VHS. That's how old, how long ago this was when they filmed it.
Yeah.
And my buddies, whenever they'd come into our place, I lived in Queen Anne, and everyone would come over and party before we'd hit the bars, like go to like Pesos or wherever. So we're like crushing beer, smoking pot, and I'd be like, you guys want to see something cool? And they're like, yeah. And I wouldn't tell them what it was. I just put it in the VCR and play it. And your guys' reaction was like the same reaction. Like everybody's like, I feel like I'm watching you die. Like,
yeah.
One of my buddies actually did not go out with us one night. He's like, I just got to go home, man. That was too much for me to see. I mean, he's really stoned at the time. But,
yeah.
But it was like, geez, yeah, it's really freaky to watch.
That is really like, I'm impressed, but I'm also like, I'm scared.
Yeah.
I didn't know that's possible.
Right? Isn't that weird? I love that I have
so
it on video.
When you come back, are you fine?
That one, yeah. You know what it feels like? It feels like you're like in like a weird dark tunnel, and then you start seeing the light at the end of the tunnel, and that's my eyes opening.
Yeah.
And slowly but sure, like one time, man, it was a freak out, and I know we got to get running, and it'll be a quick story. But so as I'm opening my eyes, it feels like the tunnel's opening up.
Yeah.
One time, though, I mean, it tripped me out for a long time because I was going through some dark stuff in my life, and I passed out while having a tattoo. And when I passed out, I thought I was dying, going to hell. Because it felt like I was on like a weird slide because I was sweating so much. So I felt like water on me. And I felt like I was going down this slide. And it was hot because my body pressure was warm.
Yeah.
So I felt like I was sliding into flames. Right?
Well, that's trippy.
Yeah. And I'm like, Jesus, I'm dying. Like this is, and I'm going to hell. And I felt like, you ever have like that feeling like when you're in bed, like you feel like there's the bottom was just taken out from underneath you and your legs kind of kick out?
Yeah.
That's what it felt like for an extended period of time. Like, I was like, I have no control. I'm just going to keep floating into hell.
Going to hell.
Right. Then all of a sudden, when I'm starting to come through, and I crap you not, it felt like a roller coaster. I started going up. Now I see the light at the tunnel. My eyes are opening. And I'm like, oh, man, it just happened with me. I'm going to heaven. And now I'm, like, getting really pumped. I'm like, it feels like I'm going through the stairway to heaven. And like,
really?
Dude, it was so weird. And then all of a sudden, my eyes open up, and it's this burly tattoo guy with a lollipop. He goes, suck on this.
I'm like, oh, I'm going to heaven. Suck on this, dude. That's a harsh reality.
It was.
Harsh reality.
It was.
Jesus.
Dude.
It was like going to the lowest of lows, to the highest of highs, to really awkward, all within like a minute.
Whoa.
Yeah.
Were you like a changed man after that pass out though?
That I ended a relationship right after that.
I bet.
Yeah, because I was like in a bad relationship, and I felt like I wasn't being a good boyfriend in the process as well. Like it was just both of us sucked as human beings. It's like, and it was like I'll never forget. It was one of my first tattoos. It was the one with the stars, and I remember getting that tattoo because I needed to come. Like sometimes I get tattoos to get my mind off of whatever crap I'm going through in life. It's like therapy. Like, kind of just gets my mind, because I'm just focused on the pain.
Yeah.
Sounds weird, I know. But when the tattoo's over, it's like, oh, I just feel like a release, you know?
For sure.
And that's kind of like, I went for that reason, to get my mind off of this person. I go through hell in this pass-out session. Soon after that, I ended the relationship. I was like, I can't be in this one. I'm not a good boyfriend. You're not a good girlfriend. And it just needs to end.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Chuck the deuce.
Yeah. And I sucked on that lollipop.
I just love that part of it.
Like, that part
like,
is.
It's so intense. Like, thought I was in hell. Going to heaven. So that I open my eyes. Suck on this.
Back to reality.
Back to reality.
If he had just said, here's a lollipop, no. It would be all right. But suck on this.
Suck on this. While holding like one of those like little suckers. What are they called? Those little ones?
Dum-dums?
Dum-dums. Yes. Suck on this, dum-dum.
That's great.
Right. See? Look what you just did.
I did the
suck on this, dum-dum. Right. Yeah, that's the point. I think it's a fear in a lot of us. You just, the idea of a grown man going, suck on this. Like, no, what? How did I get in prison? Yeah. Like, what is going on?
I don't ever want to hear that again.
Yeah, exactly.
A man with neck tattoos just told me to suck on it.
Yeah.
I don't want in the club.
Nope.
Right? Take Listen. The best back.
Here's all my money. I'm leaving.
Yeah, exactly. Like, what is it? You like, I love her, but take her.
Yeah. She's yours now.
Oh, God. Shoot.
Let's get out of here so we can go eat. All right. Are we ready to get 10?
I mean, I'm ready. Yeah.
All right. Mookie doing it again?
I'm doing it again.
Oh,
he's in, boys.
He's going to be ripped this year.
Yeah.
That's right, Seahawks fans. You're welcome.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly.
All right. Thank you for listening. Let's get 10, boys.
Here we go.
It goes electric, baby, when I turn it on. I got that sunshine in my pocket. I got that good soul in my feet. I got that hot blood in my body. When it drops.
You didn't even have to go to Oklahoma for that workout.
See?
That's touche. Touche.
Luke, it's great having you back.
Great to be back.
Yes, welcome back to Seattle.
Fire it up.
I'm glad we're back. You know,
me too.
We made it through this.
It does feel right.
You got your shirt.
Hey, I'm about to start sporting this everywhere.
I love it.
But big ups. The Mega Cast.
We're back. Yeah, yeah.
Whoa, that's a good one. That's the ultimate hype man move right there.
Bloop.
Yes. Yes.
I think I'm going to pass out, boys.
Oh, no.
Whoa. All right. Follow us on Twitter at the Megacast. Thank you for listening. We'll be back next week. Suck on this.